Hey guys, it's Emily, the controversial mom. Earlier this week, I went to the local Chamber of Commerce luncheon where Governor Ivey was speaking. And as always, she did a great job kind of giving updates about the state of Alabama. But she talked about something in particular that I don't think most people are really tracking, and they really need to be. I find it very interesting that there has been such little coverage on the topic that I want to cover today, because while it's really not controversial in the moment, it's going to be extremely controversial come this fall. So what I want to talk about is something called the FOCUS Act. FOCUS stands for Freeing Our Classrooms of Unnecessary Screens for Safety. Basically, it's just getting cell phones out of our classrooms. So the bill, this is the first time it's been filed in the state of Alabama. It already passed the House several weeks, if not months ago. It passed the Senate, I think last week, and it's actually on its way to Governor Ivey's desk this week for signature. So it's flown through the legislative process, which is quite ironic considering it took our state 3 years to finally pass the What is a Woman bill. But this, we can get done in a year. But I digress. Needless to say, the bill is moving forward. It will be signed into law very, very, very soon. So what does the bill do and why does it matter? And more importantly, why am I saying it's going to be controversial this fall? So the bill, like I said, it just gets cell phones out of our classrooms. I say cell phones. It's anything that's kind of connected to the internet. So cell phones, iPads, gaming devices. It doesn't specifically call out an Apple Watch, but my assumption is that that would be included. Anything that allows communication outside of the classroom or with the teacher. So this bill prohibits these devices in the classroom. It basically says you can have them on campus or on the premises, but they have to be turned off and they have to be stored outside of the classroom. So in your locker room, in your car, you know, wherever you may want to put it, but it has to be turned off and stored outside the classroom during instruction time. Now, that doesn't sound like it's super controversial. In the moment, it does not sound that way. But it's going to be a major issue because this, once it's signed into law, will go into effect this fall. So the 2025-2026 school year will be the first year that this is implemented statewide. So to my knowledge right now, there aren't school districts in the state of Alabama that have a similar policy to this. There may be some in schools outside of the area that I live in, but for where I'm at in Madison, I don't know a single school that has developed their own district or school-wide policy. So this is very new to our state. I think statewide, it's definitely new in our area. It's going to be controversial because it goes into effect and parents are not entirely on board with this concept. So I've done a lot of reading over the past several weeks, several months, really, different articles on this topic. I read a really great book titled The Anxious Generation. It's a really good book. I am very black and white. I'm very fact-focused. I like the statistical analysis that goes into stuff. In this book, it focuses on a lot of that. So it's very statistic heavy in terms of cell phone usage and social media usage on kids and the negative impact that it has. So between that and just articles that I've read, it's really interesting how many parents push back on legislation like the FOCUS Act. I think in one of the articles that I read recently, oddly enough, by the NEA, which, you know, if I'm agreeing with the NEA on anything, it's got to be extreme. But the NEA had a really great article on this, and in the article, it says that roughly 75% of parents actually do not like legislation that prohibits cell phones in the classroom. Not because they want their kids to have internet and phone access during classroom time, but because they want access to their kids at any single point in time during the day. Now, there's a whole lot of comments that I could make on that topic. If you read the book, The Anxious Generation, you start to understand why parents want that access. A lot of it does have to do with school safety. I'll admit that. But there's a whole nother level to the constant connectivity that parents want these days that really just feeds into the psychoanalysis of this entire situation, which I love. I just That is my sweet spot. I love doing that type of analysis. So parents are not fully on board with this. However, teachers nationally, it's like 90 to 95% of all teachers agree with the need for a cell phone ban in the classroom. Their whole thing is, and I have to agree with this, they cannot teach because kids are constantly distracted by their cell phones. And I think of my 10-year-old son. I constantly have to tell him to do stuff 3, 4, sometimes 5 times. And it's not because he's just being defiant, it's because he's on a device and he's not listening. Well, if he's that way with me at home, I can only imagine what teachers are dealing with in a classroom with 20-ish teenage kids with full access to their phones and the internet. So I understand why teachers are on board with this. I understand the reluctancy from parents until I did some really deep analysis and reading on the topic, and it completely changed my thoughts on this. When I first read the FOCUS Act, I was not on board. I was kind of riding the fence. I could see the positive pieces to it, but I also felt like it was an infringement of my parental rights. But as I read more on the topic and I started to truly understand the gravity of the situation, I did a hard turn to fully support these bills. And while I do think the FOCUS Act is good now, because I went from being in the middle of the road to I don't think it's strong enough because of what I've done in terms of researching and understanding the importance of this law, soon to be law. So, like I said, the FOCUS Act here in Alabama just prohibits cell phone use during the school day, during class time, I should say. So, in between breaks, kids can still check their phone in their locker. They can still check it during lunchtime. They can still access it during break time. They're still getting access to it throughout the day. It's still good that they don't have it during class time, don't get me wrong. But really and truly, when we get to the point of what's best for the development of our children, they don't need access to their phones, period, throughout the entire school day. There is so much statistical evidence to support that really phones are like an addiction for kids these days. There was a study done that talked about how many hours kids spent on their phone or connected to the internet or social media. The numbers were staggering. I can't even remember them, but they were insanely high. But the one thing that I do remember was that on average, kids are getting around 300 notifications a day on their cell phones. So here's what I can tell you with that. When I'm at work, I have an Apple Watch. It's connected to my phone. Most people do. Every time I get a text, my watch buzzes. I'm on a couple of really busy text threads. It's not uncommon that I'm getting 50 to 60 texts a day in these text threads. It's extremely annoying. So when I'm at work and I'm trying to focus and I'm trying to have conversations and I'm in meetings and my watch constantly buzzes because I'm getting text messages, I can't focus on my work. And I'm getting maybe 50 to 60 notifications on a really busy day. Imagine if you're a kid that gets 300 notifications a day in the middle of a class. You're not focused on your education. You're not focused on learning. All you're doing is constantly checking your phone. And it's a distraction and it's an addiction because they can't say no. They can't just ignore it. When I'm at work and that happens, I turn my phone off because I have to focus on work and I know the importance of that. I have the ability to say, nope, I can't deal with my phone, and I turn it off. Kids can't do that. They're so young, their brains are not fully developed, and they're so focused on their phone and what's happening, they cannot turn it off. This is addiction, and that's an extreme word. I get it. But that's really and truly what it is when you just kind of take a step back and think through the entire situation. It's an addiction. So you don't fix an addiction to a cell phone by just limiting access. You have to completely cut it off. And that's really and truly what strong legislation on this topic does. In some states, they've gone so extreme that they've said, nope, there's absolutely no cell phones on campus anytime during the day because kids need to be here focused. If I'm not mistaken, it's actually not a whole state. It's a specific school district, and I'm pretty sure that it's in New Jersey, of all places. It's in one of the blue states. They've completely prohibited this stuff on school premises. And the results have been great. Teachers are talking about how kids are engaging again, academic performance is going up, there's less fighting, less bullying, all amazing things. So we really need to push a little further with this legislation or these policies and completely remove access to cell phones during the day, not just during class time. This bill does not do that. This bill just says, this soon-to-be law, says that these cell phones just need to be turned off and in a locker. I would hope, I would think, that local school districts could actually take the policy a step further and just prohibit it outright. I think that there's one school that I heard about, they didn't do it for the whole district, but they at least did it in middle school. So the high school, they could still check in between classes, but the middle school, they couldn't have any access, which really and truly is very critical because those are extremely sensitive years for childhood development because you're going through puberty and all the things. So limiting access more at that age is extremely critical. So even if a district wasn't willing to go the extreme and ban it completely for the entire district, if they would at least consider it at the middle school level, I think that could be a huge step. So we're trending in the right direction. We need to take it a little bit further. Hopefully we can get there either as individual school districts, individual schools, or hopefully just in a couple of years with overall state policy and or laws. Now, the controversial part of this is the parents. Like I said, about 75% of parents don't agree with this. So that's going to be a problem when this very quiet bill is signed into law and goes into effect this fall and parents don't know that it's coming. That's why I say it's going to be controversial. So when that happens, we're going to have to deal with the parents saying, I want to have access to my child at any single point in the day. If there is an emergency, I want to be able to talk to my child and know that my child is safe. I understand this. I truly do. I have a 10-year-old. If there was a mass issue at the school, I would want to know that my child is safe. I totally understand that. But I will offer two counterpoints to that. One, your child needs to be learning. And we as parents know what it means for children to have devices. We deal with it in our homes. We know how much of a distraction is in our home. Imagine what it's like when our kids are in school and they're talking to their friends instead of listening to the teacher. You've got one teacher to 20 kids. What they're dealing with in the classroom is far worse than what we're dealing with at home when they have devices. So we're sending our kids to school. We've been fighting for years to say, quit indoctrinating our kids. They're there to get an education. We as parents need to do our part and send our kids to learn, not be on devices. That's the easy part of it. The second part to this, if there's an emergency, we want to be able to check on our kids. Here's the thing that really changed my view on this, because I was one of those people until I did some research and started to kind of see things through a different lens. In the event that there is a major issue at a school, we will use the worst case scenario and say there's a mass shooting. In those events, our kids, our administrators are taught to shelter in place, right? They're told, lock the doors, barricade the doors, turn off the lights, hide, make it appear that you are not there. Do not become a target. Do not draw attention to yourself. That is the best case for survival, right? We get the same training at work. If there's a shooter at work, these are the things you do to survive. If we're teaching our kids that that's how you survive this worst case scenario, why are we telling them, well, you need to have your phone? Because if phones are in the locker, kids are going to be told, go get your phone out of the locker. Well, that's going to draw attention to them. If they sneak the phone in and they have the phone with them, they're going to be on their phone texting, making phone calls, doing whatever to communicate with you, parent, or whoever it is. I'm safe. This is what's happening. Whatever the message is. Well, even if you're texting, your phone is lighting up. It's vibrating. It's drawing attention to the person holding it and everybody around them. And in a situation where you've got a mass shooter, that's not what you want. You've got to be able to hide and conceal yourself and not draw attention. So if you've got your phone, even if it's on silent, it's lighting up, you're talking, You hear your mom's voice in a really intense situation and you automatically start crying. It's what we do as human beings. So it's going to draw attention to whoever is holding the phone and everyone around them. And that's counter to what we need the kids doing or whoever in those situations. So it's helpful from a parent standpoint. It does not help secure and protect a child in that situation. And on top of that, kids are then focused on their phone and they're not listening to those in authority in the situation. If someone's telling them, you need to get up and run, kids aren't going to hear it. They're on their phone trying to communicate with a parent. So again, it's a distraction in one of the worst places you ever need a distraction. So I understand the need. I truly do. I am a mom. I hate to imagine what that situation would be like. But I would much rather have to go through the agony of a couple of hours of not communicating with my child than knowing that my child was texting me something and it caused him to draw attention to himself and his friends. It's a really difficult place to get to or to work through. I fully admit that. But we have to just kind of take a step back and look at the grander picture of what's best for our kids. Not just in physical safety in those situations, but academically, socially, emotionally, physically, mentally, all the things that are tied to cell phone usage. So I encourage you, go look at the FOCUS Act. It's HB 166. It really spells out exactly what the expectation is. There are a couple of exceptions for having cell phones in classrooms, and that's for kids with IEPs. And actually, the bill does have a carve out for allowing kids to access phones during an emergency. The problem with this is the bill says phones have to be in lockers. They can't be in the classroom, but you can have a phone during an emergency, which is telling kids, go get your phone out of a locker in the middle of an emergency. I think it's dumb that they did it. I'm sure it was a compromise to try to get the bill through. I think they need to revisit it. I think local schools should revisit that and just strengthen the policy that's in place. Y'all can do that. But go look at the bill, do some research, understand truly what the intent behind this legislation is, and really and truly why it matters, not just for safety, but for academic performance and development. It's a really critical thing that parents understand. If you have questions, let me know. And until next time, have a good one.